Infinite Spirit, great, holy, and divine oneness, we invite this essence and light and joy of this higher connection with our source in through our being and in through this circle here today. We ask for the many blessings of connecting in all the ways that bring us to understand our highest nature. We invite also the angels, the archangels, and all that is of light and good to be here with us today, to inspire us, to protect us, to adjust us, to heal as we bring ourselves into the abundance of this moment. And for all of this, we give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat. So I have a couple of quotes, Mother's Day quotes. I'm just going to give two quotes here because I couldn't find them in the book. And I think these are appropriate. There's three of them. One by Maxim Gorky. Only mothers can think of the future because they give birth to it in their children. And one that I can relate to, and I'm sure many of you here as well. Our mothers always remain the strangest, craziest people we've ever met. By Marguerite Doris.
Copy that one.
And one more for the men by M.L. Stedman. Such a mysterious business, motherhood. How brave a woman must be to embark on it.
The embarking part is easy. It's the rest.
It's saying yes to doing that. It's the soul. It's the soul that moves us, the soul that brings us life, that embarks upon that journey. And everything that goes with it. And there are some that don't experience that natural motherhood, giving birth to a child, but yet mother, all life, or specific forms of life in different ways, because the nurturing instinct is always there, always there. So I had asked for the Blessed Mother to come through today and bring a message. And I want to say that Spirit always calls the circle. So the message is never what I want it to be, but always, always what Spirit has in mind. As we all gather here today on Mother's Day, there may be an air of consequences that are reflect upon in this day. Whether you're male or female, the consequences of the actions of those that direct our lives, those who have played a big part in our lives, of those who could have given more or less, shown more or less, been more or less. Everyone here has the great ability to mother their day, to own the day. And on the way here, I heard a Van Halen song, and some of the words in the song were, "This is your tomorrow. Today is your tomorrow." And what makes it different is the connection. How connected, how aware, how conscious you are that today is your tomorrow. And that the difference that you make in this day refines and evolves your soul for all your tomorrows ahead. For some, that would be a change of a thought pattern that would make a world of difference. For you are giving birth in this moment to your tomorrow. For some, it is taking action in the physical and not staying stagnant and stale. Or for those like me, rebellious. So I'm not going to do anything. And for some, it is the simple yet daunting task of being able to rise up and greet the day ahead. Everyone in this room has reached a level of despair to some great degree where rising up in the morning could be a challenge. And for those, let's just give a moment of prayer for them. That the Spirit move them to be able to have the courage to rise up and do something, anything. It is like a death, in a way. When we are thrown into despair, and it is accompanied by a sense of powerlessness, where you would feel or experience that what you are and the power you hold in that day doesn't make any difference, that it can't change anything. But that and those are just thoughts, overwhelming thoughts that you have inundated yourself with. That you have the ability to create. And as long as you draw breath on this plane, you are creating with your thoughts, with your love. Sometimes it's easier to use the same words over and over to get the same response. And people will play within the same pattern over and over. Is that life? Life will always invite you to bring your love to the table. Love will always invite you to be aware of what you have to offer in the day. It's in those moments of silence, in between the thoughts. It's very subtle. And unless you are quiet and listening or paying attention, you might just miss it. It's spirit. It's spirit that is with you here on this plane. It is spirit with you on other planes. It is your loved ones. You keep on knocking, but you can't. It is see, you have to be listening. It is in this moment that we are creating. And I'm hearing from Spirit, tell them quickly not to be afraid of change. Do not be afraid of change. Change is so good. Change opens up your world to new opportunity. For love to have a different face, a different feel. And you'll always receive more than you think you would have gotten from yesterday's thoughts and yesterday's love and yesterday's patterns. Open up. Embrace your power to accept that in this moment, all that you create moves out through every moment hereafter. That in this moment of your receiving, of your connecting with Spirit, will bring you nothing but light and goodness and inspiration at some point when you are able to give yourself that moment to listen, to be in peace with Spirit. And how is that? It is being in peace with yourself. Because you are Spirit. And because all spirits are connected in the same oneness. And when you bring your awareness back to that place of silence within you, everything is available. And your focus won't be on the fear of change. It will be on receiving and accepting the abundance through the Spirit that you are. I'm just hearing Spirit right now saying, give up the grudges. Give up the grudges, for they speak of death. And death is a lie. It is an illusion. It is false. For there is only life. Life that transforms and continues to transform. For you shall continue to exist, to live and grow, and you will move about on all planes until your highest love prevails over all. And that is what I have for everyone today. And I thank everybody for participating in that message. Thanks, Spirit.
Thank you.
And now we're going to move to our meditation. And just get comfortable and relaxed as much as you will allow yourself to be. And breathe. This is a place where you can breathe deeply. And just let it all go. Allow yourself to relax. Breathe deeply. Bring in the life of Spirit through your vital, beautiful, physical body. Even that creates a shift. Now just allow yourself to Move down in through your spirit self. Just by continuing to breathe easily and effortlessly. And you may notice that the physical body is carrying so many yesterdays. So many yesterdays. Perhaps like an experience of a heavy coat. Or a construct of some type. That you can just be aware of. And as you become aware of this construct, this coat of yesterdays, continue to breathe in light. The light of God, the light of your source. Allowing it to enhance your spirit and experience your spirit growing within this coat of yesterdays. And perhaps you are experiencing or imagining the light of your spirit beginning to grow now with the breath and through the breath. And that light begins to move in through this construct, making it lighter and lighter, freer and freer, breaking it up, saturating it with the light of your spirit. The light of God. Until all the yesterdays begin to soften into light. And become light. And you can be aware that you are treating yourself with the light of your spirit that is eternal and always evolving. Into the abundance of wisdom, love, and compassion that you are. And that light grows out from your being now. Until you become an infinite light. Brighter and brighter, lighter and brighter, lighter and brighter, as you begin to float up higher and higher, one with all light, and within this light, you may hear the mental chatter or the knowing or the feeling of those who love you, who live in the light. You are safe to visit
because you are the light, and the light is you. Begin to have an awareness of your physical life on the earth. The body that you inhabit on the earth. And if you will, project from this place of light that you are all that would treat the physical life. Affirm the words you would use, the ideas, the inspiration, the energy, the vibration you would infuse. And just begin now to imagine that you are floating back down to the physical body that is yours to own and have dominion over in this physical lifetime, in this dimension. And experience the re-entry and today, you have given something very special to yourself and to all your tomorrows. And you can be excited about that. Bringing yourself back fully present in the body, very grounded, imagining your feet connected to the earth in a good way, grounded, safe, vital, emotionally calm, mentally clear, spiritually connected.